We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Saturday is not the only day that we're going to have recruits on campus for Notre Dame. Okay. It's not the only day. In fact, there are three recruits that we were expecting on campus before the Blue and Gold game. Two of them are making a multi-day trip to Notre Dame. One of them, Sean, is actually probably going to be here for part of the spring game, but has scheduled a 4-day visit, which we'll talk. I've never heard of a 4-day official visit, but I mean, unofficial visit. I've never heard of that before. That is a new one on me. But we'll talk about all those players here. Let's start, though, chronologically with the 2025 recruits and targets for Notre Dame. Okay, Sean? This one is fascinating, I guess, for lack of a better word. There's a young man, Sean, out of Louisiana. His name, 2025, Shreveport, Louisiana, Calvary Baptist Academy running back James Simon. He's coming back to campus, Sean. He's coming back to campus. He was here for USC this past weekend, okay? Was at USC this past season. Will be on campus on Tuesday and Wednesday, so a multi-day visit, Sean. He had Notre Dame in his top 7 schools, which included a very impressive list. It had Texas, LSU, Texas A&M, amongst a couple others on that list. So pretty prominent offer list and pretty prominent finalist list. Now, Notre Dame, I would say very simply like this, Sean. Notre Dame already has 2 running backs committed in the 2025 class, who we've talked about a lot. Justin Thurman out of Florida and Daniel Anderson out of Arkansas. So running back is not a need, right? Like, you don't need another running back if you don't want one. But you've seen the film, Sean. James Simon's pretty good, man. He's a pretty good football player, right? So Notre Dame's still pushing there a little bit. We'll talk about how important this is, Sean. You know, it could be, I guess. But overall, getting a player as good as James Simon back to campus is never a bad thing, man. He's a really, really good football player. Ran for over 1,600 yards last year for Calvary Baptist.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And, you know, ultimately, it's just like the Josh Petty situation. You can't win them all. But if you're going to build the recruiting side of this program up to the level that you want it to be able to compete with Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, top elite programs, though, you have to go after these kids and you have to make it a practice that you can get them on campus. You talked about it's one thing to make an offer. You have to get these guys on campus and then get them back for multiple visits and an official visit. That's when you know you're cooking as a staff. And this is a great sign that Dylan McCullough is continuing. We already know, man, the cupboard is not bare at running back for Notre Dame on this roster.
Certainly not.
No.
Certainly not. Yeah.
No. And for him to go after another guy, another stud, you know, and to have the audacity to go in the state of Louisiana and say, yo, I'm not only going to get him and offer him, but get him up here for multiple visits. He's already been here for a game day. Now he comes up for the blue and gold game. Like you said, yo, man, let's bump into, you know, a Hall of Famer in Jerome Bettis. A chance. What type of conversation is that going to be? How is that going to leave an impression on him? How is that going to leave an impression on the people that come with him? Yo, you absolutely. This is why you get kids to campus, to see if you can move the needle. A long shot, more than likely, but hey, get in the game. Take the shot. You can only make if you take it.
That's 100% true. Yeah. Wayne Gretzky, I think, said that. I think he said something like that. that one time. But yeah, look, Sean, this is a no risk situation, in my opinion, by Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. If you somehow pull that off and get James Simon, then holy smokes, like that's incredible, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't get him, you still have two good running backs in the class, you know, like it's, there's really no risk there, you know, like either you, it's not like a, if I don't get James Simon, I'm in a tough situation. I don't have numbers, right? It's, you're in a good spot if you get James Simon, right? I mean, you're still in a good spot if you don't get James Simon, but you're in a great spot if you get him somehow. Mm-hmm. So Dylan McCullough, great job in this recruitment. Absolutely tremendous. He's a guy that James Simon has continuously talked about. Okay. Continuously talked about as far as development and, you know, just being a good person and a good man and all those types of things. I actually have a visit preview coming out on James Simon. This should be out probably tonight or tomorrow morning for the next couple of days of his visit. He's got some interesting quotes in there, Sean. I think for just kind of some context there, right? Like I think people read it, they're going to be kind of interested in just his perception of Notre Dame. There's a lot riding on this visit, mm-hmm. a lot riding on it. And I'll give it a little sneak peek. If it goes really well and they move the needle, he's going to cut down his list soon, right? It was top seven. It's probably going to get a little bit smaller. If Notre Dame has a great visit with him, they have a chance to be in that smaller group, potentially. From there, it's OV season, okay? Notre Dame, if they're in that smaller group, they're going to get him back for an official visit. You have potentially two cracks at James Simon. But in order to get two cracks at him, you have to pass this one here. You got to do really well this next 2 days. Again, he's going to be here Tuesday and Wednesday. You need to do well with that and then make that smaller group and get that official visit. Even if that happens perfectly, I still don't think you end up with him. I mean, to be honest, right? But you have no chance of getting him if you don't have a great visit with him this weekend. So, next 2 days. So, I'm interested to see how Notre Dame does with James Simon. Regardless, Sean, kid's good, man. Kid's mm-hmm. a really good football player. And I am in the business as a university, as a program, as a coach, to get really talented players to campus. I'm a big advocate of that. I'm a huge advocate of that. Now, Sean, I mentioned this already in the preview. Let's talk about a young man that's about to make a 4-day visit to Notre Dame. Actually, 16, 17, 18, 19. Five-day visit to Notre Dame. I don't know how long he's going to stay on the 20th. I don't know exactly when he comes in on the 16th, which is Tuesday. But as of today, unless something else has changed, 2026, Richmond, Virginia. I don't know how to pronounce the Huguenot. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm sorry. Someone in the chat that's from Virginia or knows the school, please correct me. But linebacker, Markell Dabney. Okay, Sean. 6'1", 205 pounds. Offers from Notre Dame, Tennessee, Arizona, Duke, Kentucky, Maryland, Miami, Ole Miss, Penn State, Pittsburgh, West Virginia, Virginia Tech. Okay. They are going to get their first visit from Markell Dabney. Okay. First visit. And he's going to be staying here from Tuesday until Saturday. Again, I don't know how long he's going to be staying on Saturday. I don't know exactly when he gets on Tuesday, but he's coming from the 16th to the 20th, which is the longest unofficial visit I've ever heard of. Okay. Because again, he's a 2026 kid. So that's a long visit. I've talked to Markell in the past, though. I had a offer recap piece on him when he talked about, you know, just what the offer meant to him and, you know, his early impressions of Notre Dame. And Notre Dame is one that I think has impressed him a lot early. I'm interested to see how the visit goes, obviously. I'm interested to see what he's able to what his biggest takeaways from the 5 days are. But overall, and you know, I'll get Sean in here to just get his pulse on this, but 5 days, like what do you do for 5 days? I don't know. Like I know what you do for a 2-day visit, Sean. I know you do it for a 3-day visit. What the heck do you do for 5 days, man?
Pro teams have millions to spend and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
First day you get in, you get settled. Second day you go, you spend time with some players, you spend time with your positional coach, Max Bullock, or Bullock, you know, as they've been talking about in the chat, I see.
Right, what did they say in the chat? What did they say in the chat?
Pronunciations and pronunciations of the name Max Bullock.
Gotcha.
And, you know, and then you find somewhere to really eat, right? And then you catch up with the players on the roster later on that night. You go out to dinner, have a nice dinner, catch up with some of the other players. Then that third day, you probably do like a nice tour of the campus, right? You get the, you know, lay of the land, right? And then you meet even more, you know, with coaches and players, and maybe just watch them work out a little bit. And the fourth day, that's when everybody starts to show up, right? So now you experience the weekend, the alumni. You go to the alumni tent, you meet great Hall of Famers and former All-Americans. And then if you happen to wake up on the 20th and still want to go to the game, you enjoy that before leaving town. There you go, Brian. That's your 5-day visit right there in South Bend. There you go.
You broke it down, man. You broke it down. Sean, I just have never heard of that long of an unofficial visit before. I've heard of kids staying 2 days, 3 days. I've never heard of 5 days, man. That's a long time. That's a long, long time. And again, an asterisk there, right? Because maybe he comes in late Tuesday nights, doesn't really get the whole day in Tuesday, and then maybe he leaves Saturday morning. So it's really only 3 days plus parts of two others. But 5 days is a long time, man. And Markel Dabney's a very interesting player, though. So I like Notre Dame getting him there. He was actually supposed to visit last week or the week before for like a 2-day visit, Sean, and it got delayed. I think he might be on spring break, which is, I think, why it's a little bit of a longer visits, I believe. If and don't quote me on that one, because that could be
a slightly incorrect. Now it just turns into a family vacation.
What better place to spend vacation than South Bend, Indiana in April? What better place?
You know, maybe take a quick trip up to Chicago, do some shopping one of the days.
Get some deep dish.
Well, that is a tourist thing. You know, we don't.
I'm a fan of deep dish, man. It feels like it's a little bit of a controversial thing. But
every now and then I can get a slice of Giordano's. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Blue Mountain Audis, yeah.
Oh, man. People are messing with my pronunciations in the chat on me too, Sean. You know. They're asking how I spell W-A-T-E-R.
Okay. They're messing with your accent. They're messing with your Jersey accent.
Yes, I have the South Jersey thing, so I say water, right? But it's pronounced water. I love my water with no iron in it. Like, I say water weird. Sorry, okay? All right? Ask me if it's pork roll or Taylor ham next, all right? Let's have these conversations. Let's have all these conversations. Yeah. So, yeah. I like deep dish, though. I like deep dish. I appreciate a good deep dish pizza. I do. Appreciate it. It's not my favorite pizza, but when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Yeah.
Yeah, the Romans don't do that, though. That's what people don't understand in Chicago. Like, Chicagoans don't eat deep dish.
All right. Well, here. All right. Before we move on to the next topic, then, you tell me, as a – what do you call yourself from Chicago? Chicagoan?
Chicagoans. Chicagoans.
Chicagoans. Okay. As a Chicagoan.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if someone said, what do I need to do when I'm in Chicago? You are the planner of this trip, the trip planner. What are the go-tos, man? What's a Chicagoan telling a guy to do?
A Chicago-style hot dog.
Okay.
Definitely a dipped Italian beef. Either Portillo's. If you're in Chicago, don't do Portillo's because you can get Portillo's in South Bend. You can get it in California. So it's kind of like a big franchise now. So go to an Al's Italian beef in Chicago. It's very local, family-owned. Man, make sure they get you the combo. Make sure you get it dipped, the juices, the sweet peppers. It's going to do you right. It's going to do you right. Right. Then you go either to the north side or the south side. And you get you a nice thin crust, pub tavern style pizza. Man, that's real.
I think someone said pizza. That in the chat. I think Ryan Loftus said something about this. Yeah. Yeah, I think he said
there are places all over Chicago that have great thin crust pizza. You don't have to do that touristy, deep dish. That's no. Venture to the south side or the north side and find you a spot that can give you what we eat in Chicago. Chicago. Okay. Then, of course, look, for me, you have to have a six piece from Harold, lemon pepper, mild sauce, hot sauce on the side. It's up to you whether or not you want the sauce on the fries or you want it on the side so you can disperse it how you want to disperse it. You go to Harold's, you get you a six piece. There are multiple Harold's in the downtown area, so you won't have to venture to the neighborhoods on the south side for that. You can get that downtown. Man, you might catch an NBA player in there if you go to the downtown location because a lot of NBA players come to town and get their six piece from Harold's. If you just want to go ahead and get you a steak, there's some wonderful steakhouses in Chicago. If you want to do a nice dinner with the missus or friends you're in town with, you definitely have to do a nice little steak. And outside of that, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's enough for a 5-day visit, right? That's enough. And get you some Garrett's. Go to Garrett's, get you a nice Chicago mix, the caramel cheese mix. Or if you just like your regular cheese popcorn, do that.
I've seen the caramel cheese popcorn thing before. That sounds weird to me, man. Is that good? It sounds weird. Well,
if Chicago owns the recipe, the real recipe. I can't speak to how everyone else does it. But if you want it done right, then you definitely go to Garrett's.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Got a little bit of an insight into Chicagoland. For Mr. Sean Davis. What was that thing, Sean? We had Cam Williams on last year. What was the food that he was talking about that he said was
the Chicago style hot dog out by his house in the suburbs. Now that's in the suburbs, but Chicago is known for Chicago style hot dogs. But he was talking about that. That's his go-to meal when he goes back home. I forget the name of the restaurant. Chicago style hot dog with the hand-cut fries. That definitely go to a spot. Al's has hand-cut fries. I had Al's yesterday, by the way.
All right. Markel Dabney, if you're listening to this podcast, man, Sean just hooked you up with everything you need to hit when you're in South Bend. And if you want to go into Chicago for a day, there you go. You know everything to get. So I also went to Wrigley last year for the first time.
Time at Wrigley. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing. Good. It was a good time. Mm-hmm. Where does what's the White Sox stadium called? What's their stadium called?
Guarantee Rate Field now.
Is it nice or no?
We still call it the Sale. It used to be called U.S. Cellular Field. We still call it the Sale. They changed it to Guarantee Rate. No one called it. I mean, some people call it the Rate, but. Hey, now look.
Mm-hmm.
Wrigley is probably a better experience from a historical standpoint. But if you really like baseball, Wrigley is a better experience. And you get the neighborhood. The neighborhood is much better, right? So it's an overall experience. Yeah. I won't push back on that as a White Sox. But if you're just looking for like a great time and like great food, you go to Guaranteed Rate. Because the food at Wrigley is all right.
It's all right.
The food at Guaranteed Rate is phenomenal.
Is it really?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
So I forget where we went, but we parked in Chicago. We went out to breakfast or something, and then we walked over to Wrigley afterwards. But I can't remember what we got, but it was good. They had these like huge cinnamon rolls or like sticky buns. Like they were fire, man. They were really good. I can't remember the breakfast spot though. Can't remember. Last guy, Sean. So Markel Dabney, when you're coming to town, if you want to go into Chicago, Sean Davis got you, man. He's got you. Last guy, Sean, that's going to be here on Friday. Don't know if he's going to stick around for Saturday or not, but he is at least going to be here on Friday, is a player that does not currently hold an offer from Notre Dame, but is very interesting player, okay? So this is 2026 Waterloo, Iowa West offensive lineman Carson Nielsen, Sean. 6'7", 275 pounds, rated by On3 as number 105 overall player, number 9 offensive tackle in the class. I would say this about this one, Sean. One, impressive football player. Very impressive. I would not be shocked, because what are these visits also for, Sean? It's for the coaches to be able to size these dudes up, right? And to see the body type and to see how they look in person and to be able to talk to them, obviously, from a personal perspective. I would not be shocked if Carson Nielsen has an offer from Notre Dame at some points. Wouldn't be shocked about that at all. 6'7", 275, Iowa kid. Really good offer list early. He's got Iowa, Kansas State, Iowa State, Minnesota. If this one move, there we go. Nebraska, Penn State, Missouri, Tennessee, Wisconsin. So a lot of good offensive line schools that have offered Carson Nielsen, who's an Iowa kid already. And so we'll see if Notre Dame's able to move the needle with him on Friday, which is when he's scheduled to visit, and if he does receive an offer from them. Elizabeth Crook, thank you so much. Yes, it was Ann Sathers, I believe is how you pronounce it. Mm-hmm. I got the breakfast there. So yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty good. Good breakfast. Thank you so much for that, Elizabeth. Very much appreciated. All right, well, Sean, that's some of the visitors that we're expecting. We're going to get into the 2025 board on the last section of this podcast. So guys, we're still not done. We're still not done, so don't go anywhere, okay? Don't go anywhere. Make sure, though, like button, subscribe. Make sure that you have the notification bell on the YouTube channel. I should be back regular time this week on IB Nation Sports Talk on Tuesday at 6 o'clock Eastern time. But if you want to know ahead of time, hit that notification bell. If you're listening to me on Apple, on Spotify, or any other major podcast platform, make sure you subscribe to the channel, first and foremost. Then make sure you give a 5-star review. For your boys, Ryan Roberts, Sean Davis, IrishBreakdown.com, and Boris.IrishBreakdown.com for all the latest recruiting and team intel. Make sure you sign up there. That's going to do it, though, for this section. We'll see you all in a second here on the Irish Breakdown podcast. We'll be right back.